Hey there, and welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks so much for making today's podcast part of your day. Sometimes when you're reading scripture, there are just certain verses, sometimes even passages that jump off the page and really are impactful. Today, I want to read one of those to you. It's a passage from Colossians chapter 3 that talks about our new life in Christ. We say a lot around here that when Jesus steps out of heaven and steps into your heart, he gives you a brand new start. Now that happens, that is absolutely true, but a lot of folks struggle with how to walk in that. How do you live that out? How do you distance yourself from the old habits, routines, and thought patterns and step into that new life? Well, Colossians chapter 3 has a lot to say about that. So I want to read this and encourage you just to slow down, to turn off any distractions and allow the Word of God to wash over you today. Here's what Colossians 3 says. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to that life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, with impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free, Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Today, as you walk into your day, my hope is that these words, these encouragements would be a great reminder to all that are in Christ. You have been raised with Christ. You can put to death the sinful things that keep pulling you back in. Christ is the one that matters today. He lives inside of you. God chose you, so clothe yourself with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Clothe yourself with love today. This is your new life. Hey, thanks again for being with us on the Weekday Podcast. If you want to share these with your friends, we'd be honored that you'd do so. Just send them to the website weekdaypodcast.com. And hey, if you're around here, if you're at Sugar Hill Church and you're asking the question, what do I do next? How do I get more involved? What does it look like to plug in here? I want to invite you to join me for dinner this Sunday night, October the 22nd at 5 p.m. We have our next membership dinner. This will be a great time to talk about who we are, what we believe, and how to get involved. You can register through the register section of our church app or through the website. We would love for you to join us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.